Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us in the studio is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Ian. What a week this is going to be. We're getting very, very close to that $400,000. Now, it's by no means assured. We have an extra $10,000 from two wonderful people, actually three, because two of them are in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, great friends of the Barrington stage, and great appreciators of everything that WAMC does for the culture of our region. And they put $5,000 in. They don't want to be named, but they're wonderful people. Just trust me on this. The others are the $5,000 we're getting from Tony Miola, who's always been a great pal and great friend of the station, is always there to help us. Now, look, if we can make that $400,000 that we did last time, then it's $10,000 more into the kitty, and we get close to the midway point in the entire drive, which would be wonderful. It's because of the passion everybody feels for this radio station. I'm not fooling around. There are always people who say, well, I heard somebody say something one day, but, you know, and I'll never give money again because of that. Pro-Bernie, anti-Bernie, Hillary. The whole idea here is that everybody hears everything. Anyway, Ian, thanks for being here and filling in for David. We very much appreciate everything that you ever do for us, which is a huge amount.
Well, thank you, Alan. My pleasure. And I'll just say I'm noticing May 31st, so that June fund drive is not far off. Tomorrow's
no,
June.
No, we basically have a week from now. We have 7 days from now until this time on the next Monday morning. Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's one
Tuesday
day less
already,
because I forgot about the weekend. So can we make 100,000 basically? How much do we have in now, Ian?
307,000 in the lockbox as of this moment.
Okay. So do we make $100,000 in a day during the fund drive? Sure, we do. And that means we could do it if everybody decides that's what they want. Now, I love the fund drive. I'm not going to make any bones about it. It's a place for us to talk to each other and hear each other. But anybody, please go to WAMC.org, express the passion, show the passion that you feel for this radio station and that we feel for you, WAMC.org.
Well, speaking of passion, there's a lot of talk around third parties in 2016, and the former governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld, is now on a national ticket with a Libertarian Party.
Well, you got to love Bill Weld. He's always been a bit kooky. You know, he goes off on things and he gets tired of them. I'm tired of being governor, tired of this, that. But you know what? He's fun. He's always been fun. He'll run for vice president on a third party ticket. They won't win. He knows they're not going to win. However, an awful lot of people this time are going to vote for him. And I'll tell you why on the Libertarian line, which is on the ballot in all 50 states. They're going to vote for him because they don't like the other two candidates. Historic numbers of people don't like either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. So we'll see how many people will vote on that ticket, and also we'll see who it takes away from. Now, there are some people who think it's going to take away from Trump and the Republicans. It gives the conservatives a place to go, and that may be so. On the other hand, you never know who's going to vote for who.
And we should just mention on maybe the left, Jill Stein with the Green Party. Do you expect that party to have a historic showing as well?
Well, it never has, you know, up until now. But you never know. And really, there is an awful lot of people who are feeling the burn who are very angry. I think, you know, I argue with them, but they call me all the time and they tell me that they'll never vote for that woman. And, you know, Jill, they're certainly not going to go for the Libertarians, although there is a part of the Libertarian philosophy that a lot of people on the semi-left like. But I think in the end, the stakes are so high. I think that most of the Bernieites will come back over to the Democratic side because they know about things like the Supreme Court and other things. You know, I think it's exciting to see the third parties, really exciting. We don't know what they'll do.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks again for being here. And remember, everybody, that lockbox is our life. WAMC.org.